This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A joint World Health Organization-China study on the origins of COVID-19, set to be released later today, says that transmission from bats to humans through another animal is the most likely scenario and that a lab leak of the coronavirus is extremely unlikely. A draft copy obtained by the Associated Press revealed the findings offer little new insight into how the virus first emerged and leave many questions unanswered, though that was as expected. But the report does provide more detail on the reasoning behind the researchers' conclusions. It is being closely watched since discovering the origins of the virus could help scientists prevent future pandemics. U.S. President Joe Biden and top health officials, a top health official, are appealing for mask requirements and other restrictions to be maintained or restored to stave off a fourth surge of COVID-19. The head of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said she had a feeling of impending doom if people keep easing off. Warnings on Monday came even as Biden laid out hopeful new steps to expand coronavirus vaccinations with all adults to become eligible over the next 5 weeks. Biden announced plans to expand the number of retail pharmacies that are administering vaccines and investments to help Americans get to vaccination sites. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, additional information on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors will resume calling witnesses later today in the high-profile trial of a white former police officer accused in the death of George Floyd. Derek Chauvin is the Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer at the time who pressed his knee on the 46-year-old black man's neck for more than 9 minutes while he was handcuffed last year. A witness who said he was trained in mixed martial arts, including chokeholds, testified Monday that he thought Chauvin used a motion several times to increase the pressure on Floyd. The witness said he yelled to Chauvin that he was cutting off Floyd's blood supply. Prosecutors accused Chauvin on trial for murder of using excessive and unreasonable force following his arrest after a shopkeeper accused Floyd of trying to pass him a counterfeit $20 bill to buy cigarettes. During opening arguments, Chauvin's attorney said Chauvin did exactly what he had been trained to do in his 19-year career, to restrain Floyd after he had resisted arrest. Chauvin's actions triggered protests around the world against police abuse of minorities. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday urged the U.N. Security Council to authorize more border crossings for the delivery of humanitarian aid into Syria, where an estimated 13 million people require assistance. The U.S. is president of the Security Council this month, and Blinken shared the monthly discussion of the humanitarian situation in Syria, which entered its second decade of civil war this month. U.S. drug maker Johnson & Johnson announced Monday it has reached a deal to supply the African Union with up to 400 million doses of its COVID-19 vaccine beginning this summer. The single-dose vaccine still must receive authorization from regulators in African countries. However, it has already been approved for emergency use by the World Health Organization, European Union, and the United States. A study released on Monday by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows vaccines produced by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna are highly effective at preventing COVID-19. In Canada, health officials on Monday said they would stop using AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine to people under 55 because of concerns of rare but serious blood clots, especially in younger women. The pause comes after European countries briefly stopped using AstraZeneca's vaccine while investigating the report of blood clots. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.